I'd like to call this evening's, the March 7th, 2017, County Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there, are there any additions or corrections to the previous month's minutes? Otherwise, could I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. May I have a motion to approve the agenda this evening?
So moved.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is there any correspondence or communication?
I don't have anything.
Any special recognition? Mr. Kellogg? Citizens to be heard on behalf of county business this evening. Say your name and you have 5 minutes.
Hello, my name's Steve, and I was wondering if somehow you could add barbecue sauce to the home kitchen operations. My recipe is safer than a baked good. It considers ketchup, mustard, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, and vinegar.
For the home kitchen?
Yeah.
I can refer that to our health Health and Environment Committee, and they can take a look at that.
Okay. Because actually, I think it's less harmful than a baked good, to tell the truth. No, I'm serious. Eggs are dairy, so in my opinion, that's safer than a baked good.
Very true.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Thank you. We'll look into that.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking more from like the fat ones. But
is there any additional? Are there any additional residents?
Yeah, that's okay.
Let the record show there is no one. Any need for executive session?
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
No.
New business. Mr. Davidson, you had something that isn't on the agenda that you wanted to discuss.
Yes. I'd like to know. Facilities received a request for a work order from the health department, and I'm wondering if we want to put this on the agenda or take it back to my committee. It's for revamping rooms 127, 129, 125 to begin the installation of dental equipment in these rooms. It's not on the budget. We talked a little bit about it at our committee. We heard a little bit. The equipment was here, and we talked a little about it. I'm just asking, where does this board like to talk about it? I mean, we need to talk about it. With my knowledge, there's no money been set aside for it. There's nothing here. Where do we go with it? So what's your pleasure?
Facilities seems like the right spot to me would be facilities, but I don't know if anybody else feels strongly otherwise.
I know. I think facilities is appropriate.
Facilities is the right spot.
Okay. Then we'll come out of facilities with
a recommendation.
We got a request here. What to do? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Purcell.
I have no problem with that. I think the one thing we need to look at too is, and maybe you can discuss this further, facilities. How does this impact the actual office spaces, and does the lease allow that to be done without county board approval?
John, I don't know. I'm
well, that's what I'm thinking. You need to make sure you understand
well, we,
that.
We also discussed it to the point that, you know, there's some major work that Jim don't feel comfortable with, and we even talked about the liability of, you know, fastening down the chairs, and there's some high voltage electric got to be handled, and there's a bunch of stuff. I don't have the list here in front of me, and we just felt maybe as a committee, and we only talked about it, that, you know, we don't want the liability. This ought to be subbed out to contractors that do have the liability of something happening down the road. But this is some of our discussion that we're gonna have to take, and we'll take it back to facilities if that's where the board, and then from there, we'll have to, we'll send it to finance and maybe the whole, and we'll see where everybody wants to take it.
You said this was not budgeted?
To my knowledge, you...
I don't remember that coming through the finance committee on our side, and maybe they have in their budget.
They may, I do not know, one way or the other. I don't have any. We'll extend an invitation and, to our committee, and we'll see what we can, what answers we can get and come back with it.
Maybe, Mr. Giles, you can find out more when you have the meeting with them in a couple weeks.
Ms. Hendricks?
Thank you.
This couldn't be on the budget because this was a drop of luck that fell on them to acquire this equipment, so it's not on the budget. It's an impromptu stroke of luck that they've had that they're now trying to install and accommodate.
But you'd just like some clarity as far as...
Mr. Giles?
Oh, sorry. You'd just like some clarity on the level of work that needs to be done and where the money is going to come from for that, or the request for where the money is coming from. Is that correct?
Well, yeah.
I just wanna make sure I ask the right question.
And there's, you know, I haven't had anybody come to me and talk to me about it. One reason I knew anything about it was that we put dental equipment at the courthouse basement and some other stuff, and Jim just told me, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm gonna store it for now and see what happens.
Mr. Purcell?
Well, and then again, I think it's real important that we take a look at the lease. My recollection, I can't say it's for fact, but my recollection is any physical changes to the building need to be approved by the county board because that is a county, quote, a county-owned building. So it might not be just something that goes through committees. It might be actually the county board would have to take a vote to approve it.
Well, I know there's gotta be floor drains and plumbing changes on it. I know that there's some structural beams that have to be set or something, and a bunch of walls knocked out.
Yeah, that's
kind of the gist that I get from Jim. I mean, he didn't go into details.
Rather than kind of speculating at what we need right now, let's just talk about a committee and you know, bring it back.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any other new business? Old business? Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning, Mr. Davidson. Anything to add, or as long as you have the floor, I may as well keep going.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Call the question.
Call the question. No, I don't have anything right at this point. I think we're today with the sound meters, and it's amazing what the wind does to the music going through trees, and we got distances of what you know, the decimals are, and I was totally shocked, and we'll bring that back when we get it all prettied up.
Thank you. Public safety, Mr. Prochaska?
No report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Admin HR, Ms. Kulik.
We had one item on the agenda, but we actually are not ready for that one this evening, so.
Oh. All right. Finance Committee, Ms. Kulik.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $432,768.08.
Second.
Any discussion
questions?
On that? Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $4,450.98.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes. Okay, lastly, approve ordinance abating, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance abating taxes levied for the year 2016 payable 2017 to pay debt service on general obligation bonds, alternative revenue source, series 2007A, 2007B, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2016 of the Kendall County, Illinois.
Second.
Any discussion on this? Mr. Brazel?
I'll be glad to explain the best I can. If I
Thank you.
Mess up, Mr. Wilkins will correct me, I'm sure. The county has passed several bonds over the years to build some of the newer buildings in the county. For example, the jail expansion, courthouse expansion. And I don't know if one of these originally was for the health building or not. Jeff, was it? And they were refinanced?
I believe 10.
10, okay. So anyway, to build the newer portions of the buildings or the new buildings out on the North Campus. And the bonds were financed as alternate revenue source bonds, which means the monies will be coming from something other than property taxes. However, I should say, the statute does require as a backup source, if there is not enough revenue, that the monies actually have to be levied. And so this just ensures that the monies don't get levied and that they are paid for. So the taxpayer is not paying for this out of their property taxes, but out of different revenues from the county. For example, the sales tax is used to pay for the courthouse expansion, jail expansion. One of the revenue streams that was pledged for the health department building, it was actually the contribution or rent payment from the health department. Again, that's just how those were put together over the course of the last 12, 14 years. And this is something we need to do every year. Otherwise, this could actually be levied on the property tax bill.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Purcell? Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Judicial Legislative, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion approving a resolution supporting HB 3127.
Second.
I may, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Mr. Chairman, this resolution deals with the relationship of between drainage districts and forest preserve and conservation districts. It clarifies some areas of Illinois state law. It supports a bill that clarifies areas of Illinois state law on how these two entities interact. It would require that drainage districts get the approval of the forest preserve or conservation district before taking any action in lands owned by the forest preserve or conservation district. This law, HB 3127, would also prohibit the use of any special easements on forest preserve lands for the use of drainage districts.
Mr. Purcell.
Yeah, a couple things. I think, you know, whoever brought this forward in Springfield must be a sage lobbyist. I think this is excellent, and I will definitely support this. And I would hope that if this does pass, that, and even if it doesn't pass, I hope we send it over to the Forest Preserve and have the Forest Preserve Commission vote on it as well.
Mr. Davidson.
Well, I understand that, you know, there's tile law and drainage law, and that was here long before forest preserves, and the water does run through the forest preserves. And if you want to block up the water and back up and retain water in the cities and not let it flow through, then this bill, you want to support this bill. You know, we have water detention ponds in the cities because, or in the towns, because we create more roofs. We've got more blacktop. Water doesn't soak into the ground. It has to go somewhere. And the detention ponds are not for 100 or 150 year rains. They're only good for 5 year rains, most of them. Some of them are a little more, some are a little less. But the water has to get out of the community and flow through the down the drainage districts. This county was close to three quarters underwater back in the 1600s, 1700s. Farmers and whoever made drainage districts. The robbery drainage district was dug right here in Kendall County going north with a dredge line that floated on barges to dig the drainage so we have the farmland. That's where the homes are now. Everything north of the river is basically Cannonball Trail and north is, it was floodland. And if you continue doing it, or we don't get to continue keeping these drainage districts open, these ditches, we'll be back to the same scenario.
Mr. Kellogg.
It's what everybody wants to do.
Sorry, I thought you were done.
No, I'll let you.
Mr. Kellogg.
So I'm going to agree adamantly with what Bob just said. I've had personal experience with drainage and forest preserves. Farmed a piece up on Deer Path Road in Kane County. We ran 120 acres. The forest preserve then took over the land to the west of us and decided that they wanted to reestablish wetlands, so they just crushed the tile. Okay, so I have a 5-year lease on the land, and suddenly there's 20 acres that floods. If this passes, the forest preserve gets to decide whether they fix the tile, and I'm out 5 years of lease on 20 acres of land that now floods. We had to go through drainage law to get the forest preserve to reopen the tile that they closed, and without that law and the way it works, it would have seriously impacted ours. And with the number of forest preserves that we're currently in this county, and we keep talking about buying more and more ground along the river, all the drainage tile goes through these lands. You know, this one right here, all the drainage up the hill goes through there, and you're not talking about affecting 20 acres like in my personal experience. You're talking hundreds, maybe thousands of acres uphill. I mean, this is designed for forest preserves that are at the bottom of the hill and don't appreciate water and where it's got to go. You're going to end up with more complaints of surface problems. I mean, you got to get the water underground and gone. Otherwise, like up on Black Road in Joliet, when the 4 inches hit Tuesday night, the whole city of Joliet's in arms because the farm field flooded across it. Well, you tore out all the tile, so where's the water going to go? So this gives power to the wrong group. I mean, drainage law is what it is, and there's a reason for it. Thank you.
Mr. Prochaska.
I was just going to say I do agree in part with what Bob said. However, I wanted to say that this would only impact the improvements on forest preserve property. I recognize that drainage law is very important, especially to those upstream, but this is, in my mind, this is protecting forest preserves when the forest preserves might have restored a wetland, and if it doesn't impact anyone upstream, why would we want to have a drainage district go in and do it unilaterally? In my mind, it's protecting the forest preserve, and if it goes upstream, that's a different issue in my mind. Yep.
Ms. Gilmore.
And I wanted to point out, too, that another aspect of this is that it says that forest preserve districts or conservation districts should be exempt from taxation, special assessments, and other assessments and fees, which is something that we have discussed as a board at the time when the drainage districts were, a topic about a year or so ago. So I think that's a good aspect of this House bill.
Thank you. Mr. Davison.
You know, Mr. Prochaska, I understand what you're saying to you, what you're saying to us, but you got to understand, most of the forest preserves are along rivers and streams. I mean, that's where the woods are. And I understand what everybody's saying, but the trouble is, these field tile, they may go for 5-6 miles, and like the Blackberry Creek, that goes clear to the northern end of Kane County and dumps down here on the Fox River. How many millions of acres is that dumping into? And you gotta keep it open. The people on the Blackberry are having troubles now with flooding. We're all having troubles. I mean, the easiest, for an example, look at the culverts in your driveways. If you go look at it, they're half full or three quarters full of dirt in the ditch. Well, that came from the wind blowing and the dust flying over the years. When that was installed, that culvert was at the bottom of the ditch, and that ditch was clean. It silted in. So has our creeks and streams, and it needs to be cleaned up. Trees fall and block the dam up the water, and it slows it down. It don't get away from the people. Let's go back to 1996. I sat here, and I don't know if Mr. Purcell was here, but there was a lot of discussion. Not in that chair. But there was a lot of discussion at the time how we could get this relieved our water situation. I mean, people have a short memory. You know, we haven't had the 1996 rain, but the Fox River was up to the bottom of my first floor within 6 inches of it, and that's pretty steep, you know.
Mr. Keller?
One thing I'd just like to remind everybody is that much of Kendall County is a swampland. I mean, when my ancestors moved here, the Esau Sable Creek, they dug that. I mean, it was drained. It was swamped. So you start impeding the water, we're going to end up back where we were. I mean, those creeks and those things, those channels, were made for a reason, to drain, to create productive farmland. And I understand that if a forest preserve wants to put a wetland in, but you just put a solid wall tile through. You don't break a permeated tile and stop its flow. You stop the permeated at the property line, put in an unpermeable tile, and continue the water flow. And that's in the law now. There's no reason to create some new legislation. I think it's ridiculous.
Mrs. Gilmore?
Yeah, but that may be true, but this really, what this says is that the drainage district has to first come and get approval from the Forest Preserve District, not that they're not going to do the work or not.
I thought we worked out an agreement to saying that, with the drainage district going through down the Blackberry, the Robroy.
Well,
that we're gonna discuss, you know, they have to come to us before they can come in there and do anything.
No, I don't recall that.
Let Mrs. Gilmore finish her point, please.
What this is saying is that they first have to come to get the approval of the Forest Preserve District before they do any work in the Forest Preserve District property.
Mr. Purcell. And Mr. Prochaska.
Mrs. Gilmore hit on, to me, a very important aspect of this earlier. And I know, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's not a ton of dollars, but, you know, this is a taxing body. The Forest Preserve, actually, is also a taxing body. And I really struggle, we've talked about this, the previous board talked about this ad nauseum, but I really struggle with the Forest Preserve paying taxes. And right now the state statute requires, call it a fee, call it a tax, whatever, Supreme Court rules, whatever you call it, it's a tax. And I struggle with the fact that the Forest Preserve has to pay taxes. We're taxing people to pay another quasi-government agency. This would, if this passed and were signed into legislation, this would eliminate that. I think that's important. We cannot tax other taxing bodies. We shouldn't be able to tax other taxing bodies. That just makes no sense.
Mr. Prochaska?
I was going to say, this bill, if it was signed into law, would not just impact Kendall County. While Kendall County Forest Preserve may have agreements with drainage districts in the forms of IGAs, this doesn't, it's more discussing the general changes to the state statute if the bill is passed into law. And it also is not exempting us from drainage law, where Mr. Kellogg's example of putting a solid field tile in, yes, by all means, let's do this. This is just saying if a drainage district needs to make improvements to district land, not correcting an error that we made, because if we made an error in something in the past, by all means, we should have to fix that error under drainage law. This is just saying that if a drainage district wants to come into district lands, because our goals may be the same, but it also could be it could be mutually exclusive. This is saying that they first need our permission and our input on what they are trying to do.
Mr. Davidson, then Mr. Keller.
You know, Mr. Purcell, you're right.
Thank you.
That you should, we shouldn't have to tax the Forest Preserve, but every time we buy a farm, that tax that was paid by that land or the previous owner is spread out to all the taxpayers in Kendall County because the assessment stays the same. So when there's property taken up by the Forest Preserve, my taxes go up, your taxes go up, because somebody has to pay that fee. Now, am I wrong? Please tell me.
Mr. Keller?
So on the Mr. Prochaska's point, I don't see why, and actually what Judy said too, you're taking the power out of the drainage law and putting in the Forest Preserve, allowing them to approve whether or not the project happens. And just so the public knows, it's not like a bunch of farmers with backhoes show up and tear up and fix what they want. I mean, this is a process with engineering, Army Corps, a lot of people involved. This isn't a knock on your door, we're tearing down all your beaver huts. So I don't know why the Forest Preserve is doing the power grab to be the ones to decide if a project can move forward. As far as Mr. Purcell's point about taxes, I'll agree with you the way it's worded, but from just the highway perspective, we're being taxed by EPA every day because they come in and nitpick every little project we do and add 30, 40, 50 grand to a project. So,
and I don't support that.
And yeah, so if that was the only issue being brought forward in this bill, I would agree with you, but it's not. It's a power grab.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
8-2.
Thank you. One other item I noticed on judicial legislative was that federal bankruptcy court is now being heard in Kendall County. Is that correct?
They are having hearings in Kendall County.
Can you tell me what the judge's update was on that?
Let me just pull up the minutes. The federal bankruptcy court is now meeting in Kendall County. I believe it is one day a month. They were meeting in Will County, but they lost their space because of overcrowding in the Will County courthouse, so they asked to come to our area. And so,
is it all Kendall County residents?
No, it is residents from different counties throughout the Northern District of Illinois.
And they run the courtroom?
They're giving us some money for the jury assembly room.
Thank you.
It's a meeting of creditors, Bob. It's not an actual court proceeding. It's a meeting of creditors occurs there.
Animal control, Liz.
We have, I need a motion to approve. Having the fourth Wednesday of each month at 8:30 a.m. be the regular meeting time for the Animal Control Committee.
Second.
Motion in second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
That was Flowers.
Flowers and Kellogg. Sorry, I usually say that.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, just by reports and everything are in the minutes. So if you have any questions about that, you can look for that.
Thank you. Committee of the Whole, approved resolution for amendment to the Board Rules of Order to merge Judicial Legislative Committee and Public Safety Committee into one committee called the Law, Justice, and Legislation Committee. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Motion by second. Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Mr. Prochaska, do you want to talk about this?
This was discussed at length at our last Cal meeting. This was requested to come to this board meeting pending a tentative meeting date, and after talking with members of the committee's staff and others, I believe it is going to be the same day as public safety, but at 3 p.m.
I've received positive reviews from the presiding judge and the sheriff as to this the sheriff's here. I don't know if you want to add anything or just confirm that you are in favor of such a merger. Are there any other, Mr. Davidson?
Where will this meeting be held?
Right now it will be held at the Kendall County Courthouse.
Okay.
Mr. Purcell?
So, just to be clear, the meeting would be, excuse me, the second Monday of each month at 3 o'clock in the courthouse? That's what we're looking at doing here?
Yes, Mr. Purcell.
Okay, and so I would like, if either one of you are willing, I think Audra and Tony, I think you're both on committee, I'd like to see that that works for the two of you.
Who, I'd also like to ask, who will take the minutes if it's not in this building?
Valerie.
She'll have to go over there?
Yes.
She doesn't write them out.
Okay. You're never on that committee.
This is the existing.
So public safety is normally at, I'm sorry.
Please.
My apologies. Public safety is normally at 5:30 and this, so we're merging all at 3. On Monday, I would have a little difficulty getting across town.
You'll have one
that time. I can do
3:30.
3:30 works great for me. I mean,
doesn't work.
I can obey all the laws then.
That's why we chose it. No.
Well, he said 3 to me the other day, and that works for me. 3:30 doesn't.
So where are we at? Because you would have to, if it started at 3, you would then have to leave early, right? If it went like an hour or so.
I got to be home by 10:04.
Okay, so you have to leave by like, you have to leave at like 3:30 then, right?
Probably. I can get home in 5 minutes.
Oh.
What if we approve the the way this is written, and you come up with the time and bring it back?
All right, we'll do. So we have it effective.
We're gonna go with merging at
4:01. Just so we
yes.
have to make any additional changes for this month.
Who made the motion?
It's already
Matt. All right, it's your motion, I guess.
Matthew Prochaska.
Who is your second?
Second.
Mr. Giles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put a big wrinkle in. I mean, if you don't mind me just being a few minutes late each time, I mean, I could probably get caught up and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're not talking like I'd be even 15 or 20 minutes late. It'd be less than that. So if it'd be easier, so that way we wouldn't jam up other people and stuff like that, we could just go ahead with 3.
Are we allowed to say 3:15 for the sake of it working for everyone? I mean, really? Like,
yes.
But I agree with the chairman. I think we should just agree to go ahead that we're going to merge the committees with a date for their meeting to be determined at some other time.
Rather than you guys just trying to figure it out now, unless you're ready to roll 3:15, I'm okay with that too.
3:15.
Okay.
3:15.
It doesn't work, but that's fine. Go ahead, 3:15.
Beautiful when compromise works.
Yeah. And so make your motion, Matthew.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the resolution for the amendment to the Board Rules of Order to merge the Judicial Legislative Committee and the Public Safety Committee into one committee called the Law, Justice, and Legislation Committee effective 4/1/2017 with the meeting time to be 3:15 p.m. on the second Monday of the month.
So, second.
Okay.
Are we okay with the way that happened?
All right. Roll call, please.
There's a question.
Oh.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. One less committee. This is an exciting moment. We usually don't go backwards. It's always expanding.
One less committee. Are we going to meet every month? So we're really at the same number. Because we canceled about half of them.
Is there a motion to, Mr. Dowse?
I just had a quick question. But this month we're meeting on the 20th, is that correct?
Yeah, this month,
I was going to say, your motion was to April 1st, right?
April 1st.
April 1st, yeah.
So.
But we're not doing both, just a question, Joe, we're not doing both on the 20th.
No.
We're still public, okay. That. Thank you.
So we're still having two separate meetings.
Yes.
For March.
The 20th will be at 3.
Yes.
And the 20 what will be at 3?
The 20.
Yes.
The 20th will be public safety at its normal time.
At 5:30.
Oh, that'll be 5:30.
Yes.
And then the 20th. Judicial will be at 3 still.
Yes.
On the 22nd.
Yes.
Then you got it on April 1st.
Yes.
Cool.
Wow, that's confusing.
I know. Need a chart.
I'm really glad I'm not on the committee, because I'm really confused.
You're not on the committee.
Glad you guys worked that out, spirit of compromise. Live and well. Is there a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Prochaska, second by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board, Mrs. Gilmore.
Yes, thank you. The executive committee is going to meet March 15th, and that meeting will be at 8 a.m. at the Oswego Fire Building on Woolley Road, and it will be a meeting with the Ops Board for a CAD demonstration.
Oh, great. Any questions for Mrs. Gilmore? Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the Kendall County Housing Authority met last month. We submitted our CMAP score. Our next meeting will be in May.
Remind us again about your CMAP scores.
130 out of 135.
Well done.
Woo-hoo. Good.
Juvenile Justice Council, Mrs. Gilmore.
Thank you. The fundraising committee met March 3rd. We're just finalizing everything for the 5K race, which is April 29th. And people can sign up online. If you go to a thing called It's Race Time, Inc., you can sign up online. I hope all of you guys will come out and
run.
Run.
Are you running?
No, I'm working. I work on the inside, so.
Is there questions? I saw some hands.
And if you can't run, fund.
And it's a walk, too.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a 5K run walk.
You can't run, fund.
You can bring your dog. It's pet friendly. You can bring your whole family.
Eric Weiss runs it.
Yeah.
I can run it.
He looks fit.
He just challenged everybody.
I think,
I can't be the sheriff, but I
could still run. Is the Chairman's report, I'd like to reappoint Claire Wilson to the Plan Commission for a three-year term. She represents Seward Township to expire March 20th. And Harold O. Martin III, alternate KenCom Executive Board. Can I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Motion
second.
By Flowers, seconded by Kulik. Mr. Purcell.
I'm the alternate to the KenCom Board. An alternate to whom?
To the Sheriff.
Is that in there? I know there's alternates for the villages, but I don't recall an alternate to the sheriff.
Mr. Will?
In the Kins?
Or sheriff? Do you want to talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? I just didn't remember that. So.
Need representation there.
Sheriff Baird?
Dwight Baird, for the record. Yes, it's in the KenCom IGA.
For the sheriff as well?
The sheriff, and then to have an alternate in my place.
Okay.
It used to be Scott Coster.
Okay. I remember there was one for the villages, and maybe we just never voted on it before. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes. One thing I would do want to point out with respect to the Plan Commission, if anyone knows of someone that lives in Big Grove Township, we are in need of a commissioner from Big Grove that's been vacant for quite a while. And so if you know of anyone, please have them fill out an application. We'll take a look. Other business? Mr. Purcell.
Just for Mr. Prochaska. Mr. Prochaska, you're getting back to your judicial meeting for this month. I think it's scheduled for the 22nd. Which is the fourth Thursday or fourth Wednesday?
Yes.
I will not be there. We have a mediation that day for the patrol sergeants. I believe it's one of those years. And I just don't count. Just know that right now.
All right.
Thank you. Very commendable. Citizens to be heard?
One more thing.
Come on up. Just say your name again for the record, and you have 5 minutes.
Steve, I was to bring some barbecue sauce to Ace for Mr. Purcell to try. And if he likes it, I'll bring some for the home board.
I think that's an outstanding idea.
You know, skip my taste test. Give some to Mr. Greger right now. I might.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, seriously, if he likes it, I'll bring a jar for everyone.
Am I like Mikey? He likes it.
No, I'm serious. If he likes it and approves, I'll bring a jar for everyone. There's like 12 people, right?
Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Questions from the press?
No question for me.
Executive session. Is there any need? Oh, you do have questions.
No, I don't.
I thought you already motioned me, like,
You're not invited.
What about Steve Lord? Oh, wait. No. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
I think I said that too enthusiastically.